Tom and Laura, it's Thursday. Got some more studio guests this morning from the Managed Care Center. They're having a fundraising gala. Give us the details, Laura Mack.
We've got Jackie Johnson and Teresa Alvarado in the house with Managed Care Center for Addictive and Other Behaviors.
Welcome to the program, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. Tell us about your event that you have coming up.
Well, we're having a fundraiser gala at the Texas Tech Club on October 4th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And we'll also have a silent auction that will be going on during the gala that will allow our attendees to participate in trying to raise more money in addition to buying a ticket or being a sponsor
right.
or anything like that. So.
Okay, now the tickets are $30, table of A, $200, and you have different levels of donation. You don't have to attend if you just like to make a donation. And we'll tell you what how the money's going to be used here in just a little bit. But I guess you have three levels of donation. Once you have a bronze level is
$250,
silver is
$500, and gold is $1,000. And we're just asking different businesses, agencies, individuals, you know, if they would donate because it's going towards a worthy cause.
Is right. this your main fundraiser that you do every year? Or?
Pretty much, yes.
This is actually our third annual fundraiser.
Okay.
We've had two before because the first year we had an open house. We had just bought the building that we're in now. And so we wanted to introduce everybody to the new building and show them where we were located. And so we had it at the actual building. The second year, Holiday Inn helped us out, donated their atrium for us to be able to hold the fundraiser. And this year, Texas Tech Club is donating their area on the west side of the stadium for us to have this fundraiser.
Nice.
That'll be nice. Well, tell me a little bit about what Managed Care Center does for people.
Managed Care Center offers tips for the community. That's treatment, intervention, and prevention. The treatment side, where you can come in and have counseling with counselors, and then the intervention is pretty much a HEI program, HIV free and confidential stuff, and then of course prevention is where Teresa and myself work in the community, going around. Teresa is the core community coalition person who goes around and partners with agencies, schools, churches, different individuals, entities within our community as we go and talk about the trends of drug and alcohol use among underage teenagers and adults as well.
Yeah.
And their harms.
So you deal mostly with drug and alcohol addictions or any other behaviors?
We deal with all drugs. And then, of course, there are some mental. We have a program called COPS-D that deals with co-occurring programs, which, you know, if you have a drug addiction along with mental illness.
Mm. We have case managers that will work with the clients and make sure that they're linked to the services that they need within the community.
Wonderful.
We also provide outpatient services for our young people that need counseling. So we usually hold those group meetings in the evening. You know, some of them go to school, so they come in the evening and participate in a group counseling session so that they can learn to deal with life skills and not continue with their drug use.
It's all about behavior modification.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
We also have an inpatient program that we do, male and female as well. 28 to 30 beds, you know, and we stay pretty packed, you know, pretty much. There's a lot of people out there that's looking to be sober again.
Mm-hmm. That's heavy duty. I mean, that's...
You guys are in the trenches.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the good thing about it is, programs like you all that give us an opportunity to come out and talk about our program makes it even more better because people begin to understand and know who we are and where we are.
Right.
Right.
Right. That's great, man. Hey, appreciate you guys coming into the program, sharing with us. Phone number where people can contact you?
780-8300.
780-8300.
So. And they can ask for Teresa or Jackie.
And again, that event is next Friday, the 4th.
October 4th.
At?
The Texas Tech Club on the west side of the stadium, of the Jones Stadium. And if you have any questions or get lost, you can always just call us. And you can call Tom Collins' show and get my personal cell phone if you're lost. So.
Yeah.
And we'll put you on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, they're already on the Facebook
yes,
page.
Yes. Oh, good. You got good. Voices on yeah. there. And Voices yeah. is the community coalition
yeah.
okay. that I direct. So.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Hey, I appreciate you guys coming
Thanks
in.
For coming
Thank you
in.
So much.
Thank you.